Abbey of Thelema, Prohibition, Mafia, and Mussolini. For a time, Aleister Crowley's wife, Rose Edith Kelly, was confined to a treatment center for chronic alcoholism. Rose and Aleister divorced in 1909. He hung her up by the heels in a closet and kicked his mother-in-law downstairs. Crowley had Rose committed to an asylum in 1911 for alcohol dementia. Remarried upon release, she died in 1932. Aleister Crowley kept a reserve of women whom he considered to have held the position of the Scarlet Woman. A sexually promiscuous woman, especially a prostitute or a woman who committed adultery, was a spirit goddess in his male chauvinist system of Thelema. Crowley's Scarlet Woman was the figure of pagan Rome and the Whore of Babylon. In 1920, Aleister Crowley, the Beast 666, initiated an Italian Thelemic commune in Cefalù, Sicily. Starring Mike Ketcher, the movie Abbey of Thelema, 2007, begins with Aleister Crowley living in New York just after World War I out of a job. Since Germany lost the war, Aleister begins painting and actually receives favorable reviews. One of the models he painted, Leah Herzig, was painted as a dead soul. Romance evolves and Leah is inaugurated as the Scarlet Woman mentioned in the Book of Revelation. Shortly thereafter, Leah finds out she is pregnant and decides to leave with her son from a previous relationship for Switzerland to visit her sister. In Sicily, protection racketeers and extortionists made a preferred target of the lucrative citrus orchards around Palermo. Their fragile production systems made woodland quite vulnerable to sabotage. Mafia clans forced landowners to hire their members as custodians by scaring away unaffiliated applicants. Cattle ranchers were also very vulnerable to thieves, and so they too needed mafioso protection. All the same, throughout the American Prohibition, perhaps the Sicilian Mafia withheld that the ale factory owner Big Al Crowley might clairvoyantly pinpoint misplaced U.S. barrels of beer malt by the truckload at abandoned warehouses and ghost town train depots. It was a cornucopia of the odds. The Quaker ale baron initiated con artists in his opium love shack, Abbey of Thelema, protected by the Sicilian Mafia, while speakeasy, also called Blind Pig or Blind Tiger, nightclubs that illegally sold alcoholic beverages were trendy in the United States. In the beginning of the 20th century, there were temperance organizations in practically every state. The 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which prohibited the sale and manufacture of alcohol, went into effect on January 16, 1920. Speakeasy establishments that unlawfully sold alcoholic beverages became glamorous in the United States during the Prohibition era, 1920 to 1933. A dispatch in 1865 from the Sicilian prefect of Palermo to Rome first officially described the Mafia. An 1876 police report made the earliest known description of the familiar initiation ritual. The original Mafia operated mostly in the west of Sicily, in areas of rich agricultural productivity. In 1864, a leader of the Palermo National Guard wrote of a sect of thieves that operated across Sicily. This sect was mostly rural, composed of cattle thieves, smugglers, wealthy farmers, and their guards. Short of cash and dodging creditors, British agent and ale capitalist Aleister Crowley decided to bid farewell to temperance-era America. In the meantime, Leah has met a French widow by the name of Ninette Chumway with a 3-year-old son who has been working as a nanny. Since Leah is pregnant and cannot depend upon Aleister Crowley for help, she asks Ninette if she wants to be the nanny. Ninette accepts and Crowley is thrilled when he finds out, envisioning an instant recipe for a more complex romance. When Crowley arrives in France, he meets with Leah, Ninette, and the two sons. Since Leah is about to deliver, Aleister Crowley sends her to England while Ninette and the sons go with him to Cefalù, Sicily to establish the commune. Before they have a chance to leave France, Ninette and Aleister are already having sex. Ninette starts becoming more and more possessive of Aleister, thinking she is the new flame in Aleister's life. But in Crowley's world there is only one Bubblin, and she arrives after the birth of her daughter nicknamed Poppy. Leah is sheltered in her bond with Aleister, but jealousy leads to squabbles and fights between Leah and Ninette. The Abbey of Thelema referred to a small house in Cefalù, Sicily that was used as a temple and spiritual base founded in 1920 by Aleister Crowley and Leah Herzig. The name was from François Rabelais' 16th-century satire Gargantua and Pantagruel, where an abbaye de Thelema was the anti-monastery where the lives of the inhabitants were spent not in laws, statutes, or rules, but according to their own free will and pleasure. We're gonna ride to the Abbey of Thelema, to the Abbey of Thelema. Marilyn Manson, Misery Machine, 1994. One by one, others join the commune, including actress Jane Wolfe, writers Mary Butts and Cecil Maitland, ex-Navy CF Russell, Oxford genius Rahul Loveday and his older wife Betty May, and Norman Mudd. The police raid the abbey on more than one occasion. The police chief has been politely monitoring the situation from the inception and the landlord has the hardest time collecting rent. Movie plot summary, Vincent Jennings, Abbey of Thelema, IMDb. Tragedies quickly arrived. Herzig's daughter and Leah, nicknamed Poppy, died at less than 9 months old 7 months after coming to the abbey. 6 days later, Leah Herzig miscarried with their second child. Gossip began to mount in the Sicilian countryside that children were being used as a sacrifice in occult Saturnus rituals. Homunculus, little human, refers to the mythological idea of a fully formed artificially created miniature human body. It was a term used generally in magic to refer to any kind of a small artificially made human being supposedly produced in a flask by an alchemist. Leah Herzig was Crowley's Babylon or Scarlet Woman, taking the pet name Alostrail. She wrote in her 1921 diary, "I dedicate myself wholly to the great work. I will work for wickedness, I will kill my heart, I will be shameless before all men, I will freely prostitute my body to all creatures." The Sicilian mafia had special signals to recognize each other, offered protection services, scorned the law and had a code of loyalty and non-interaction with the police known as Umerta, code of silence. Cliques of mafia-friendly politicians prevailed. The Volstead Act clarified the U.S. Prohibition law. It stated that beer, wine, or other intoxicating malt or vinous liquors meant any beverage that was more than 0.5% alcohol by volume. The Volstead Act also stated that owning any item designed to manufacture alcohol was illegal and it set specific fines and jail sentences for violating prohibition. Carrie Nation was an American woman who was a radical member of the temperance movement, which opposed alcohol before the beginning of prohibition. She is particularly noteworthy for promoting her opinions through vandalism. Carrie Nation often did violence to the property of alcohol-serving establishments, mostly taverns, with a hatchet. Crowley bought the Villa Santa Barbara, a one-story house facing the Mediterranean Sea. The common room was dedicated to ritual practices and held a scarlet magic circle marked with the sign of the major Thelemic deities. Crowley's own bedroom, labeled by himself as La Chamber de Cauchemars or the Room of Nightmares, was entirely hand-painted by the occultist with explicitly erotic frescoes, hermaphroditic goblins, and vividly colored monsters. This private room was used for specific night initiations involving psychoactive drugs which gave terrifying cinematic life to this Bosch-like vision of hell. Aleister Crowley's Thelema Abbey, where Aleister Crowley taught magic in La Chamber de Cauchemars, his Chamber of Nightmares, Atlas Obscura. Offering mafia protection to a firebrand ale producer like Aleister Crowley during Prohibition was perhaps not that unusual. In Sicily, a single mafia boss could wield considerable political power. In any case, Crowley was a British intelligence agent. The American speakeasy networks as a rule were mafia controlled. Crowley's commune also functioned as his school of black magic. A usual day of study at Crowley's Satanic College included daily worship of the sun, similar in some ways to the monotheistic devotion of the Aten by the Egyptian pharaoh Akhenaten, studying Crowley's own writings on satanic magic theory, normal yogic and ritual practices, and general household chores. The goal was for students to devote themselves to the great work of discovering and manifesting their Thelema or true will. Leah Herzig and Nina Chumway both became pregnant by Crowley while living at the villa. Leah had a miscarriage, but Ninette gave birth to a daughter on the 11th of December 1920, who they named Astartelulu Panthea. On arrival in Sicily, Leah already had a 2-year-old son named Hans and Ninette had a 3-year-old son named Howard. They were not Crowley's sons, but he nicknamed them Dionysus and Hermes correspondingly. One day, Leah accused Ninette of supernatural deception, and Crowley found sustaining proof of it in Ninette's magical diary. It was a rule that everybody resident at the abbey had to keep one. Affronted by such plain disloyalty, Crowley dismissed Ninette from the villa. However, she soon returned to care for her children. Mafiosi meddled in politics early on, bullying voters into voting for candidates they favored. But a show of hands for the ale entrepreneur eventually weakened. Seemingly out of the blue, the wicked magician who sold his soul as the personification of Satanism incarnate conjured a dead body in his seance room. His foul well-known necrophilia surfaced once more, this time in the concern of a possible fresh kill. In 1923, a 23-year-old Oxford undergraduate by the name of Rahul, Frederick Charles, Loveday died at the abbey after taking part in one of the satanic rituals. His wife, Betty May, blamed Loveday's death on the ingestion of the blood of a sacrificed cat. Crowley stuck to a story of acute enteric fever contracted by drinking from a contaminated mountain spring, which he said he had already warned the couple about. Director D.O.M. Lenore, Aleister Crowley, Legend of the Beast, 2013. Loveday's was the first thelemic funeral of the new Ian, which greatly vexed some Sicilians. Leah Hersig wrote in her diary, October 2, 1924, that Loveday was her first magical child, suggesting that he was her first guinea pig. If a mentor of witchcraft may be imagined making a kind of poisonous jam or marmalade from blood and infected mountain river water by chance, was Leah Hersig predisposed to such a magical carte du jour? When Loveday's widow Betty May returned to London, she gave an interview to the Sunday Express, which included her story in its firm attacks on Crowley. Was Rahul Loveday an undercover agent with the U.S. Prohibition Bureau? Benito Mussolini's government demanded that Crowley leave Italy in April 1923. The Sicilian mafiosi withdrew their security. The Abbey of Thelema was finally abandoned and local residents painted over Crowley's erotic murals. Crowley and his people were evicted by Mussolini, who had no sympathy for either pornographic art or mysticism. Once the abbey closed, the villagers whitewashed the murals, which they somewhat rightly saw as demonic. This erased much of the history and work of Crowley. Afterwards, the house was considered haunted and remained abandoned until 1955, when Kenneth Anger, an experimental filmmaker, and the sexuality professor Alfred Kinsey located the ruins of the villa and attempted to restore the Chamber de Coquimars. This helped to reveal the past of Crowley's community, but the lack of money and the sudden death of Kinsey, who had financed the project, caused an abrupt halt to their efforts. Aleister Crowley's Thelema Abbey, where Aleister Crowley taught magic in La Chamber de Coquimars, his Chamber of Nightmares, Atlas Obscura. Alfred Kinsey was an American biologist and professor who founded the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction. He was also famous for the release of the highly controversial Kinsey Reports. Yet why was Dr. Kinsey so interested in uncovering and filming erotic murals of the anomalous son of a Quaker ale family tree? The Crowley family's Alton Ales were once upon a time big business in Hampshire and Surrey, where networks of Crowley alehouses and pubs supplied the communities. Speakeasies were in style during the U.S. Prohibition era. People who were part of organized crime operated many of them. Crowley suffered from drug addiction and wrote his disturbing Diary of a Drug Fiend, 1922, to finance the Cefalù Abbey of Thelema. The FBI was worried the drug fiend possibly may have masked a bootleg operation and maybe was behind the rise of violent drug cartels that profited from the prohibition. He forced Leah Hersig to have sex with a goat. In 2010, a retired professor at Michigan State University, Richard T. Cole, circulated From Crowley with Love, the FBI files. American writer and lecturer Richard Kaczynski, in a 2002 book, Perdurabo, The Life of Aleister Crowley, said Crowley's FBI files point out that he provided meticulous information about an individual whose name is redacted from the public record, likely George Sylvester Viereck, the Kaiser's illegitimate grandson. According to Kaczynski, Crowley was documentably employed by MI6 throughout the Second World War. A 1936 notation in Crowley's diary claims that Viereck was willing to sign an affidavit asserting that Crowley was a double agent, purportedly having had the story confirmed by British naval intelligence contacts some years after the war. In these days, when devils enter into swine, they do not rush violently down a steep place. They call themselves moral reformers, and vote the prohibition ticket. Aleister Crowley, Moonchild, 1929. Elliot Ness was the prohibition agent whose efforts as head of the Untouchables helped bring down the Chicago gangster Al Capone. Following the election of President Herbert Hoover, U.S. Treasury Secretary Andrew Mellon was specifically charged with bringing down gangster Al Capone. Ness, a dynamic young agent with the U.S. Prohibition Bureau, uncovered Al Capone's bootleg operations and wreaked havoc on his criminal empire. Al Capone was convicted for tax evasion in 1931 and sentenced to 11 years in prison. The Italian dictator Benito Mussolini asked the Pope to excommunicate Adolf Hitler days before the German leader went to Rome to seal the Axis in 1938, as said by the minutes of a revealed Vatican document. The only other way of stopping Hitler was to wage war, an option that was not wanted, Mussolini is reported as saying. The details of Mussolini's secret request were found in the minutes of a papal audience between Pius XI and a Jesuit priest who acted as a go-between with the Vatican and the Italian leader. Bruce Johnston, Mussolini asked Pope to excommunicate Hitler, The Telegraph, September 27, 2003. The account of the meeting in April 1938 was taken by Holy See Representative Pietro Tacci Venturi. Mussolini had urged the Vatican to adopt harsher measures against Hitler, according to Mr. Venturi's own account of their talks. The head of the government told P. Tacci Venturi in a private meeting that with Hitler it would be advisable to be more energetic, without half measures, not now, not immediately, but waiting for the best time to adopt these more energetic measures, for example excommunication, the record says. Il Duce sought Hitler ban. BBC News, September 27, 2003. Mussolini coined the term fascism in 1919 to describe his political plan of a corporatist state. Fascism's corporatism was a top-down model of state control. The term fascismo is derived from the Latin fasces, which consisted of a bundle of rods that were tied around an axe. It was an ancient Roman symbol of the authority of the civic magistrate. Benito Mussolini also signed the Lateran Treaty between Italy and the Vatican, which recognized the Vatican City as a sovereign and independent papal state in 1929. But an agreement between Adolf Hitler and the Vatican in 1933 left stealthy wishes of the Duce out of the loop. Ominous inhabitants within the Catholic Church would furthermore agree to supply the Ratlins of South America and aid in the escape of fugitive Nazis such as Adolf Eichmann. Cardinal Eugenio Pacelli, State Secretary to the Vatican, signed the agreement too early in the regime's history. This treaty gave Hitler the international respectability he craved. It became a marriage of convenience between Hitler and the Vatican. Mussolini and his mistress Clara Petixi were captured near Lake Como as he was trying to escape to Switzerland on April 27, 1945. They were summarily executed the day after, along with ministers and officials of the Italian Social Republic. On April 29, 1945, the bodies of Mussolini, Petixi and other executed fascists were loaded on a van and dumped on the old Piazza Loreto, where Mussolini's corpse was displayed to an angry crowd and hanged from a lamppost. A neo-fascist group dug up Mussolini's body from the Musacco Cemetery and it was discovered a year later by Milan police. A 2011 documentary about Italy's ruthless dictator Benito Mussolini revealed unseen images of the tyrant's corpse. Presented at Turin Film Festival, The Body of the Duce, by horror filmmaker Fabrizio Laurenti, puts together 50 minutes of footage of gory pictures of Mussolini's body. The film shows shots of Mussolini's corpse in decomposition and partly mummified. The images were hidden in a top-secret folder in the Italian Ministry of Internal Affairs for over half a century. Gianluca Mezzofiori, Unseen Pictures of Mussolini's Corpse, International Business Times, November 30, 2011. Archived documents revealed that Mussolini got his start in politics in 1917 with the help of a £100 weekly wage from MI5, paid by Sir Samuel Hoare. Cambridge historian Peter Martland, who discovered details of the deal, said, "Britain's least reliable ally in the war at the time was Italy after revolutionary Russia's pullout from the conflict. Mussolini was paid £100 a week from the autumn of 1917 for at least a year to keep up the pro-war campaigning equivalent to about £6,000 a week today." Tom Kington, recruited by MI5, the name's Mussolini. Benito Mussolini, The Guardian, October 13, 2009. The Godfather is a 1972 American crime film with Marlon Brando and Al Pacino, directed by Francis Ford Coppola from a screenplay by Mario Puzo. Popularly viewed as one of the best American films ever made, it is the chilling portrait of a Sicilian clan's rise and near fall from power in America. It is the epic tale of a 1940s mafia family and their struggle to protect their empire from rival families as the leadership switches from the father to his youngest son. It did not count once the mafia threw the Quaker ale fascist out of Sicily. His collaborator George Sylvester Viereck had already passed the tab. Prohibition would direct the Horace incarnation onto the world stage. A beer hall putsch was a few months away in Munich. The caboose was the last car on the train. Now it was attached to the front of a hijacked Bavarian rail vehicle. Stripped fugitives armed with rocks, bats, and firebombs dangled from a wagon pushed by the captured locomotive. The prohibition of alcohol use was in force in the United States. Now there was free beer in Munich. They wore their belts propelled as unclothed wolves on the train tracks, having drunk heavily for a number of days. The cakes and ale ceremony led a procession to the ritual area of deadly clashes. Flaming tires lit up the city sky. Police officers fired at them with shotguns. They took on serpent-girdled hearts. Spine-chilling tattoos writhed around their bodies and many were bleeding.